One other thing about the Bible that I think suggests its importance to Dante. The Bible, of course, was, they knew who the author was in the Middle Ages. It was God. And they sort of looked upon this, and okay, God wrote this book, and he's pretty good when he writes, but it turns out that it was generally accepted, if you will, that that was his second book. Okay, not necessarily in terms of value, but in terms of time. His first was the universe itself. Okay, it was a very important way of thinking about creation as God's book, God's writing. And this idea was picked up by a number of thinkers in the Middle Ages. The one who I think articulated it in the most interesting way for our study of Dante, figure that Bill's already mentioned, Bonaventure, great contemporary of Thomas Aquinas. Bonaventure says, God writes the book of the universe first. He says, the problem is the book of the universe would be very clear. It would be easy for us to read if we had a better vantage point in space and time. Okay, we can only see a few pages of the book of the universe because of our limitations, because where we are in space and time. And Bonaventure says also, it's a little bit cloudy because our own sinfulness has taken away our ability to see things as they are. Right? We see through a glass darkly. Now, Bonaventure further goes on to say, there's a real help for this. God writes a second book, the Bible. Bonaventure says, the purpose of the second book is to help us to understand the first. In other words, the Bible is a gloss on the book of the universe. Well, I think that this, too, is something that Dante accepts.
Just a quick note, a character we would not normally think about talking about with regard to Dante, 16th century theologian John Calvin, just to use his metaphor, because I think it's a striking one. He says that the Bible is the eyeglasses through which we can see the book of nature, that we sort of lost our vision, and that he uses this image of eyeglasses as what the Bible is to the book of nature, so that we who have faulty sight will be able to read the book of nature only with these lenses in front of us.
Well, what we would claim, I think, is that Dante is also making the gutsy claim that the Commedia too can be looked on in this way. That is, as a gloss on the book of the universe. Notice how much of it is, quite literally, a description of parts of the universe that we don't ordinarily get to see, given our limitations in space and time. Okay, starting with the descent down into the pit of hell, and ending with a trip out into the cosmos itself. Well, Dante is essentially presenting us with the universe, not from the vantage point that we normally have, but ascending more and more to a kind of God's eye view. All right? So that in both of those ways, reading typologically, reading in terms of a set of relationships, and seeing the work as a gloss on the book of the universe, Dante is writing in imitation of the Bible.
We need to turn from our discussion of the Bible to the discussion of that second especially important source for Dante, and that is the works of the poet Virgil, and in particular Virgil's Aeneid. Just to remind you who Virgil is, he introduces himself to Dante in Canto 1 of Inferno by sort of saying, I was born sort of in the years not long before the coming of Christ. I lived during the time of Julius Caesar and during the reign of the Emperor Augustus, and of course wrote this great poem, the Aeneid, which is sort of the mythological version of the founding of Rome and the establishment of Rome, long before your Romulus and Remus crowd come along. That's several centuries later. Essentially, the establishment takes place by Aeneas, who is himself an exile, a fugitive from the burning city of Troy after the great betrayal of the Trojan horse.
Dante looks upon this as, for his purposes, the poem which most thoroughly synthesizes the classical tradition. Now, a couple of things that need to be added to that, one of which, of course, is that the decision is to use a poet and a poem as his source for the classical tradition. His guide down to hell is not Aristotle, because he's not writing a work of philosophy. It's Virgil as poet. It's also interesting to see that so many of the concerns, when Dante looks to Virgil as his guide, so many of the concerns of Virgil turn out to be the concerns of Dante himself. How about the fact that the Aeneid is the great political poem of the Roman Empire? And remember, geographically, that covers Italy, that covers Dante's own territory, so that he's looking to the Aeneid to engage in a kind of dialogue about the political issues that he sees are so important. One way of taking a look at that, a kind of contrast between